Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And our main feature tonight is music of Guillaume Machaut, 14th century Franco-Flemish composer. We're going to hear three of his ballades with the Ensemble Gilles Benjoie, conducted by Dominique Vellard. We'll do that in just a moment. We also have three short sacred pieces by Palestrina with the choir of Westminster Cathedral, Stephen Cleobury. Also, a William Byrd setting of the words of Sir Philip Sidney, one of his poems, and three instrumental pieces by the Newbery Consort from their CD Music for a Medieval Banquet. We begin with the music of Guillaume Machaut, who composed in a wide range of styles and forms. He's part of the musical movement known as the Ars Nova. Machaut helped develop the motet and secular song forms, particularly the lay and the fixed forms, the rondo, the virile, and the ballade. Machaut's lyric output comprises around 400 poems, including 235 ballades, 76 rondos, 39 virilés. Machaut did much to perfect and codify these fixed forms. That the majority of his lyrics are not set to music suggests that he normally wrote the text before setting some to music. In fact, Machaut is considered to be the last composer who was also a poet. In the old troubadour and trouvère tradition, the vast majority of Machaut's lyric poems reflect the conventions of courtly love and involve statements of service to a lady and the poet's pleasures and pains. We're going to hear three of his ballades. When Tessio, Hercules, and Jason Cross the Whole World will be the first that we will hear. When Tessio, Hercules, and Jason cross the whole world and the seas to do credit to their value and fame and to see the state of the world, they inherited the honors. But when I see the humble flower of beauty, I feel satisfied because I see enough when I see my lady. Pretty heady stuff. And then the next piece that we're going to hear, which is Even If I Could Give a Name to All Stars. Let me read you that first few lines of this. Even if I could give a name to all stars when they shine with full glory, or to the raindrops or the waters of the sea and the grains of the land on which the sea lies, if I could measure the whole firmament, I could not, however, think nor conceive the great desire to see you that I have. And we'll hear one more after that, called Love, Make Me Desire and Love, which goes something like this. In fact, it goes exactly like this. Love, make me desire and love in such a mad way that I cannot hope nor think or imagine at all that the beautiful face that imprisons me could give me any joy. We're going to hear the Ensemble Gilles Benjoie, conducted here by Dominique Vellade. Here are four ballades of Guillaume Machaut.
Oh.
three ballads by Guillaume Machaut. We heard When Tesso, Hercules, and Jason Cross the Whole World and the Seas. Then we heard If I Could Give a Name to All the Stars. And we concluded with Love, Make Me Desire in Love. Music of Marchaux, his dates are 1300 to 1377. And that is the Ensemble Gilles Benjoie, directed by Dominique Verlade, and featuring some wonderful voices. Dominique Verlade is also featured on voice there as well as on many instruments. But there's Anna-Marie LeBlaud, Brigitte Lesny, Akira Tachikawa, and Emmanuel Barnardot from a CD called The Judgment of the King of Navarre. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We're going to hear three short sacred works next by Palestrina, 1525 to 1594. Palestrina was a member of the Sistine Choir for only a short period in 1555. Much of his music, including the three motets you're going to hear, were written for St. Peter's Rome, of which Palestrina was choir master from 1551 to 1555 and again from 1571 until his death. The monumental six-voice setting Tu es Petrus of 1572, which will be the last piece that you will hear, is particularly associated with St. Peter's and the papacy. It illustrates well the architectural quality of Palestrina's more abstract settings. The other two motets are conceived on a more human level, Picantem me quotidie, the first piece you'll hear from 1572 on a text from the Office for the Dead, introduces a sense of dread at the phrase timor mortis conturbat me. And the second piece, Exultati Deo of 1584, in contrast, is an exuberant setting of the first three verses of Psalm 80. Three sacred pieces of Palestrina, the choir of Westminster Cathedral, is led by Stephen Cleobury.
Thank you.
And you have just heard three short sacred pieces by Palestrina, Exultati Deo, Peccantem Me Quotidie, and Tu es Petrus, the choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by Stephen Cleobury. Here on Distant Mirror, I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and Distant Mirror is made possible in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. The Elizabethan poet Sir Philip Sidney, the charismatic courtier whose disarming brilliance became legendary throughout Europe, but whose life itself was a paradox. He was hailed as the premier courtier of his day, but had a temperamental distaste for court life. He was regarded as a statesman and soldier by his contemporaries, but was sent on few missions and saw little action in battle. Remembered as a leader of the English poetic rebirth, he saw his work only as a pleasantly challenging intellectual diversion. Ironically, when Sidney died at age 32 in a skirmish against the Spanish, his bright promise in the political realm was largely unfulfilled, but his legacy to English literature, not at all part of his public legend, endures until today. We're going to hear a text of Sidney's, set to music by William Byrd. O Lord, how vain are all our frail delights. The soprano here is Emily Van Everer, and the musicians of Swan Alley perform Lyle Nordstrom and Paul Odette, directors.
Oh,
And you have heard the text of Sir Philip Sidney, put to music by William Byrd. Sidney's O Lord, How Vain Are All Our Frail Delights, featuring Emily Van Evera, soprano, and members of the musicians of Swan Alley, Lyle Nordstrom, and Paul Odette, here on Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. We're going to conclude our program for this week with three instrumental pieces from a CD called Music for a Medieval Banquet, the Newbery Consort. You'll hear Belfiore Danza, Commenciamento di Gioia, and Principio di Virtù. The Newbery Consort, Music for a Medieval Banquet.
Thank you.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror for this week with music for a medieval banquet, three instrumental selections performed by the Newbury Consort, Belfiore Danza, Cominciamento di Gioia, and Principio di Virtù. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Hope you've enjoyed the program, and we'll be listening again next week at the same time for another hour, medieval and Renaissance music on Distant Mirror. Until then, Salus et Vita.